Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents...
Chrissy Teigen referred to Donald Trump as a pussy-ass bitch.
Look, he's a sick puppy. He shouldn't be there.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
I'm going to punch him out and I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to be happy.
The Betches Sub-Podcast.
A speaker has not been elected.
Hello, this is the Betches Sub-Podcast, where C-SPAN meets the group chat to help you process and laugh at the biggest topics in U.S. news and politics. I'm Amanda Duberman, the news director at Betches.
I'm Elise Morales, a comedian and writer of the Betches Sup newsletter.
And I'm Billy Tamaris, comedian and Sup video contributor.
Look at us working on Memorial Day, because that is absolutely 100% factually what we are doing right now.
Yeah. No, this wasn't recorded ahead of time.
No, I certainly hope, although I am not crossing my fingers, that there is not some massive calamitous event over the long weekend that makes you sign on and wonder, where are my gals? If that happens, we'll talk about it tomorrow on Tuesday. I'll assemble who I can if there is something worth reacting to. But today is a day off. It is Memorial Day. And as promised, you know, we've been asking you to send us some voicemails for a couple weeks now, letting that voice message inbox really fill up. Bridget and I have had such a time going through it. You're all perfect. There's literally not, this is true. There is not, and I'm a harsh critic, there is not one voicemail in there that's a dud. So even if you don't hear it today, like all of them are amazing, informative, juicy, piping, some of them too piping. So you guys are nailing it. Thank you very much. Great idea, Millie.
Yes, I'm so glad to hear from you guys and I'm so excited for today's episode.
So we're just going to get right into it. We promised to respond for some of your voicemails. There's really a range here. Some asking for earnest advice. Some are just hilarious anecdotes. That's what we wanted. Betches got range. You all have range.
What was that email one that we got or the Instagram one about sleeping with their boss? The one from Christmas.
Am I a bad feminist for sleeping with my boss? That one.
Yeah. For video chatting my boss.
Oh, yes. That's, I mean, I don't know if she was a bad. I really, actually, honey, send us a voicemail.
Yeah,
send us a voicemail. I want to know. Keep us posted. Keep us posted on that. All right, let's start with our first voicemail for today.
Hey, my name's Jessica. I live in a unfortunately, in the district ran by on top of her supporting a diner called Poopies. Just like her views. During the last election, her son's daycare held a little like fake vote, and they all unanimously found her the winner, which I find kind of ironic because the Republican Party is constantly stating that we're indoctrinating our kids, and that almost sounded exactly like indoctrination to me. So yeah. It's tough up here, but I'm going to do the good work. And I love you guys. You're amazing. And yeah, thanks. Bye.
Before you add your commentary, Lisa and Millie, I will let you know that we are going to have to bleep the name of that member just because there's a daycare involved. Mm-hmm. But go off.
Well, what this reminded me of is when I was in elementary school at my like weird Christian elementary school that I briefly went to, we held a mock election for the 2000 election.
Oh my God.
George W. Bush won in a landslide. Again, weird Christian elementary school, even though it was in California.
You were in Virginia by now? Oh, no, California.
No, I was in California, but there are a lot of weird Republicans in California. Remember
Kevin
Ronald
McCarthy.
Reagan? McCarthy, Schwarzenegger.
They're all in Orange County, yeah.
Yeah, well, and this was, again, weird Christian private school, so whatever. But I remember feeling like I didn't have enough information on both candidates to say one way or another, so I marked off independent, and then the boy who sat next to me, who was so cute, and he had perfect spiky hair, and his stepbrother was in Eve 6, so I was obsessed with him. He leaned over to me and he said, independent means you don't get to vote. You should vote Republican. And I did change my vote to Republican.
Oh, my God.
Wow. The truth comes out. The truth comes out.
And I voted Republican in that election.
Wow. And where it really matters, because George didn't win in a landslide in any of the election that year. I will say, what does winning the daycare mean? Like, do you get to choose the person's policy?
I mean, you're gonna hear pronouns in there. So I wonder what this candidate, this person's policy proposal was. Yeah, more snacks.
Yeah, I just wonder if there's a debt ceiling.
There was some election interference going on.
Yeah, I'm all for having elections at a daycare for like inanimate objects. Like, I remember there was that like viral video of a really cute little girl a few years back talking about how in her class was voting for a hot dog or pizza. And she was like, I voted for the pizza. I think that's great.
Yeah, that's cute election stuff.
About like participating in elections is fun and important, and you can have a vote, and this is what it means to vote for something. I don't really think we should do mock elections for real candidates or people or things, because anything a little kid says is just a reflection of what they're saying at home or what they're hearing at home. I've heard that name before. Or one of the kids in the class being like, that's my parent.
Yeah, toddlers don't have political views. Their political views are like, did she give me apple slices or
I've
not?
Seen her.
Yeah, wait, I'm confused. Is this like this member of Congress was running for their PTA? Or
I think
is
what
it was
like, oh, a congressional election's coming up. To learn about elections, let's do a mock one between this person and this one rather than like pick the best month. That is a lot.
That's a lot for preschool.
There's really no context
or
where
daycare.
It's either way, there was some meddling going on, don't we think?
That's crazy. And lame.
And really just goes to show that, like, yes, we are a blue state, but there's some weird stuff going on. Just like Elise's weird little election at her school where somebody almost made her a lifelong Bush supporter.
Totally.
Like, that would have stuck with somebody. If it wasn't a free-thinking person like you, Elise, who heard, if you don't vote Republican, your vote won't count. I mean, that would stick with me.
It was very compelling because, again, I have to reiterate that he did have the gelled hair that flipped up in the front.
Wow.
And like, so you're saying he was hot.
From Malcolm in the middle.
The flip was bleached on the end.
Well,
so I was powerless.
You need the flip
in 1999, I was powerless against
Elise,
that.
You don't have to say that because you did go to a Blink-182 concert yesterday.
That
you are powerless against the spike flip.
Exactly. That should honestly be banned in elections. No one should be able to have that.
I'm guessing the version in daycare was that like McKinsey was going around like a tyrant saying, we vote, we vote, we
That's
vote red in this daycare. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for your call. Let's listen to the next message.
Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for all the hard work you do every week. I'm literally obsessed with the pod. Oh. So quick story that I thought might give everyone a laugh. I went to the University of Delaware, like Elise, and one of our study abroad, quote unquote, opportunities was in Washington, D.C. I was a political science minor, so I went on this trip. We had a lot of really great sightings working on the Hill and working for nonprofits in D.C. I was lucky enough to meet Elizabeth Warren. It was amazing. So everyone was kind of waiting for their moment to catch, you know, a congressperson or whoever it may be, just get a nice photo op, meet them. It was kind of a running competition who could meet the coolest person, right? So my roommate, she worked for a House of Representatives member out of New Jersey and was in the tunnels underneath the House chambers going from one place to the next, where she ran into none other than Newt Gingrich. Ew. So she was walking by. Kind
jump
of
like, scare.
Well, at least it's cool that I saw him. When he winks at her in the hallway. So, yeah, are men okay? Definitely, absolutely, no, not a shot, not at all, never have been, never will be. So, ladies, beware. If you see the newt, he may throw you a wink.
Oh no.
What would you do if Newt Gingrich winked at you? And also, if you're Gen Z, what would you do?
tell his wife. His wife is active on Twitter, and she looks like she can fight. She looks like if you go, if she goes to Kohl's and you tell her to put a mask on, you'll get stabbed. So I will be going and telling Miss Gingrich, hello, your husband is acting up.
Because- well, and you know what? Ms. Gingrich is actually the third Ms. Gingrich, and he cheated on the previous right. two Mrs. Gingriches. So maybe it started with a wink. He's a known cheater. He was cheating while he was running the Clinton impeachment.
Terrible.
So that's not an innocent wink. That's Mm-mm. not that. That's an invitational.
I was thinking that. But given his history, I was.
Well, I'm looking at. Sorry, I'm looking at the history right now. I'm sorry to interrupt. And it's about 20 years that each marriage lasts. So
is he due?
He's due for another wife. And I have a quick game.
Mm. Would you rather?
What do you think her name is? His new wife's name. It starts with a C.
I know it. Yeah, I know it. Callista.
We all know Callista.
I know Callista.
She's the one that uses the most nuts facetune.
Yes, and she only facetunes herself, and she doesn't facetune him, is so funny.
He doesn't deserve.
So
now we know he's winking at people.
You know, one voicemail that I really, really did think that we would get, and I would love if just one of you could do me a solid. I really thought at least one voicemail would be like, I see what Amanda meant about Joe Manchin.
No one's going to do that. Amanda, no one.
Silence. I just want one validation.
No.
And if Amanda, you don't know what we're talking about, I'm sorry, you're going to have to listen to every other podcast that we've ever done to hear that weak moment. Thank you for that anecdote. That was Chef's Kiss.
And go Blue Hens.
Let's listen to our next one.
Hi, Betches. Here's what would you rather for you. Would you rather miss your dad's wedding or risk having your partner be arrested? I'm in a conundrum right now because my dad is getting married in fucking Florida, and my partner, who I live with, is a transgender man. As of July 1st, my boyfriend, who looks like a man, has a man's name, has a male gender marker on his driver's license, is not able to use the men's restroom in Florida. It will be illegal for him to do that. Would anybody know that he was assigned female at birth? Probably not, but maybe. Regardless, it will be illegal for him to use the restroom. And if someone asked him to leave and he said no, he would be arrested. The alternative is that this person, who clearly looks like a man, uses the women's restroom. Because, oh, by the way, they're also trying to get rid of all-inclusive restrooms in Florida. So, I mean, realistically, yeah, I'll probably go without him. But I just feel sick at the thought of even, like, going, setting foot there, spending money, contributing to their economy, pretending like it's okay. So as much as we're talking about Florida, I feel like we need to be talking about it more, because it's like we should not be doing business there. We should not be going there. It's disgusting. I guess that's all I have to say. Love you guys.
I'm really sorry that you have to go through. Yeah. I'm really sorry that you have to go through that. And it's really unfair. And I feel like, I mean, I know that, you know, I'm a victim of, like, you know, not blowing off Ron DeSantis's things, because I do understand it's very serious. But, yeah, like, you know, whether they're culture wars or not, whether they'll be thrown out in a few years or not, you know, there are real people suffering at the hands of this man. And this man does want to be president, and we should take all of this seriously, because this is, you know, this is shit that, you know, a privilege that people, that all of us have, that we, you know, it's just, like, using the fucking bathroom at a family's event, you know, like, it's just, it's so stupid, and I'm really sorry. And also, like, I have family in Florida, you know, I'm gonna go to Florida for my friend's bachelorette party. And I'm planning things, and I mean, I know this is like doesn't compare at all, but I saw Rick Scott post this thing about like how communists and socialists are not welcome in Florida and all this thing, and they'll be kicked out and all this shit. And I even got scared because, you know, I like do fundraisers for the DSA and I've like talked a lot about economic inequality. And I'm just like, I mean, I think this is a joke, but is something going to happen to me, you know? And obviously, like, again, doesn't compare to like, you know, and again, I don't know. I think just this whole your voicemail was just like it's a real human, you know, real humans are being impacted by this stuff. And then like, there's no winning. Like, it's not like your partner can go into the woman's room, you know, there's no practical way. It's just literally outlawing trans people, which is just doesn't, it's not going to happen. You can't outlaw that. So that's just my two cents. It's like, I'm really sorry. And this is crazy.
I agree totally with what Millie was saying, and it kind of reveals what the true intention of these laws are, which is to like exile trans people to make it so that you can't come to a celebration in this state without essentially detransitioning for the state. Like, that's what they would actually want, because they know that someone like the caller's partner who has completely transitioned, has a male identification card based on what the caller says, reads as male to anyone who would see him, like that person is not welcome in a woman's restroom. Mm-hmm. And it's illegal for them to go in the men's restroom. So what the state really wants is for you to have to detransition or not come here.
Or basically. Out yourself or whatever.
Yeah, or whatever. But they also know that like the actual reality of someone who is assigned female at birth but is a man and lives as a man going into a woman's restroom is not actually the safe haven for women that they like purport it to be.
If their whole thing is that it's for like, what do they say it is? It's like, for they think it's about safety. Stupid. But then as our listener said, like, if they think all trans people are dangerous, as our listener has said, this person has presented as a man for a long time. Their license has the gender marker. So she's right. Not a lot of people are, no one's going to clock that this is a transgender person. And we know that person's not dangerous, but it's like, then your law's not working. Like, you only think that the people that, that don't fully pass are dangerous. It's just her message just laid out the entire hypocrisy and is so, again, like we talk about it a lot and we joke about it. And of course, it's probably easy to say, as she said, like, of course, he's probably nobody is going to notice. But like, it's still like, I think we're all sort of thinking about things about our own identity that might be similar. And like, yeah. I don't know, as like a Jewish person, I don't look Jewish. I don't have like, I have kind of a Jewish last name, but it's like, I wouldn't go somewhere where Jews are not welcome, even if I could pass. It's just not a risk that's worth taking. And, you know, as much as like, I hope your family, you know, offered to control what they can, whether that's making sure this person is safe at the event, but they're going to need to use the bathroom elsewhere in Florida other than the wedding. So it's really sucks that you're going to have to go and without your partner. And like, I think that is probably the right choice, just so everybody feels safe. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, I wonder if it had to be in Florida or if this is, you know, he did just sign this law, but like Millie said, this is a conversation that's probably should come up a little bit more, which is just sort of, we've all sort of just been like living in this world where this is happening to Florida, but we're still vacationing in Miami. And it's sort of like, when is that going to become untenable? Because for some people it already is. Some people already cannot go there.
Well, also too, the thing that's also happening, which is like, again, checking myself as somebody who's like in New York and in whatever, like the little bubble. And then just like, again, people are impacted by this stuff. And what is also happening as a result of these laws is that people are trying to clock and police people who aren't trans, who are cis, who they think don't pass. You know, there's a comedian, somebody I know in my network, Marcella Agrula, I have to figure out how to pronounce her last name. She's very tall. She's like more than 6 feet tall. And She's been sharing on the internet about how she's had a hard time going in bathrooms because people think that she's trans. And like, if you don't present a certain way, or maybe you're wearing like androgynous clothing or whatever, like these are the things, like this is the slippery slope, mm-hmm. and this is why you can't tell. And again, like, you know, a trans, you know, they want to out trans people, quote unquote, but like a trans person who has transitioned, whether you think they pass or not, is out. You know, and it's not anyone's responsibility or anything. And again, it's just a slippery slope. And the fact that you're anxious about this, the fact that you've been thinking, even though like there's probably a high chance that there's a chance that like no one cares and you're just like fine and this is just at a symbolic law, the fact that you're thinking about it, like that's the point. Like that's the cruelty is the point. Is like they want you to like be disconnected from family and all this shit, you know, for their pleasure. So,
and that's what they take from people. That's what these laws take from people. They take being able to enjoy what should be a fun family event. They take something that should be for you and your partner, and they throw a wrench into it because you guys dared to have a non-conventional life or relationship. Whatever, by their standards, standards, like it's like to them, you guys aren't exactly conforming to what they think the world should choice. Be. Yeah, and so now you have to have a fraught time at your father's wedding, which fucking sucks. And it sucks that like a state government can put you in a situation like, I don't know, people's weddings are fraught family events as it is, but that like a state government can get involved to throw a wrench into something and make it harder and try to put you in a situation where you have to choose between your dad's wedding and your partner's safety. Like that's fucked up.
Thank you for your message. And I hope that you have a little bit of fun and that your partner just like plans the most indulgent fun weekend for themselves when you go away.
We all dread the what should we have for dinner question. I know I do. I love a home-cooked meal, but I don't always have the time, energy, or groceries to make it happen. Being able to feast on a delicious meal without the long prep and cook times is what drew me to Home Chef over the other guys. Home Chef's meals are effortless, so I can spend less time trying to be top chef and more time watching it. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes, Home Chef has you covered for delicious meals without the hassle. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you never have to worry about what to make ahead of time. Not only is it convenient, it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/feverdream. That's homechef.com/feverdream for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/feverdream. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Let's listen to our next one.
Hi, Duchess. First, I just wanted to say how much I love your podcast. My name is Emily, and I'm from Ohio. I'm a substitute teacher. Right now I'm filling in for another teacher that's on maternity leave. But the reason I'm calling is I wanted to kind of give you some good news in response to all of the book banning and access to transgender health care being denied to minors specifically. I have a child that's social transitioning in my class. And the first day that I came and called her by the wrong name, all of the kids immediately were like, don't call her that either, but like, we called that, call her by this other name. And it was just really great to see how accepting and how supportive all of these kids were to their peer. And it just really warmed my heart to see that happening, just given everything that's going on right now. In addition, yesterday afternoon, when I have my kids do a sign reading at the end of the day, one of my students pulled out a book that is frequently banned, and I recognized the title immediately because I heard of it, and asked her what the book was about, and she was just themselves just kind of fighting back against these ridiculous bills, you know, denying them, you know, their right to control their body, the right to control what they read and how to be educated. So I just wanted to leave you this comment in hopes that it kind of brighten up your day a little bit. Thanks again for all you do, and have a nice day. Bye.
Aww.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
It is very sweet.
Yeah. And to me, this sort of like, I think adults want to make this all seem complicated. They're like, pronouns, what? What's a non-binary? But it is actually quite simple. There's also this sort of trend of like parents sharing their kids describing it. And it's like, they get it. Non-binary can mean you don't identify as a boy or a girl, or you feel like you identify as both. And it's not that complicated and upsetting to kids. Like they can get it. And that is really, really inspiring to hear that those sort of like messages are not, because these kids also haven't like formed these crazy associations with their gender yet. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know why these old men are so bothered by the idea of people, you know, affirming the gender that they feel that they are, but it just shows that like purely on a human level, this is not an issue. And this is something we're capable of just like letting people live.
Yeah. I worked with kids for like many years. That was my always like day job gig. And when I was working at the after school, we had one kid who transitioned during my time there. And it was my first experience like with a kid transitioning ever. And the way that just the other kids at the after school just accepted what was going on so fucking fast. Not a ton of questions, not a ton of back and forth about one thing or another. I mean, I don't know what went on at their own home if they asked questions, but it was just an extremely smooth transition for this child within the context of the after school itself. And it really showed me that like kids are learning new things every single fucking day. Kids are having their like world rocked on a daily basis by people being like, did you know we're actually a rock that's floating in infinite space? Like, they are learning these things all the time. So for you to present them with the idea of like, oh, by the way, some people, you think that they're a boy when they're born, but then we actually find out that they're a girl, or some people don't feel like they're either. That's actually not the craziest thing your kid is going to hear on a given day. Like, they're going to hear that on a day where they're like, oh, and by the way, you're made up of cells. Like, and they're like,
your body is new every 7 years.
Yeah. Like, it's, they, you're really not.
I don't have the same vagina I had.
No. There's an invisible force that pulls you towards the center of the earth, and that's why everything stays on the ground instead of floating away. Like, they're learning these things on a daily fucking basis.
The earth is flat. Yeah.
So for them to learn that, like, for them to learn Tupac's that, like,
alive.
Sometimes a boy and a boy fall in love. You're actually not rocking their world with that.
Also, I was just thinking, and like, it's not hard for kids to not have, like, they don't have this strong association with their gender that like older people do, because also what it means to be a boy or a girl has changed so much, you know, and it just means something different. And I think like people are always horrified with like when we talk about, you know, the idea of kids detransitioning or puberty blockers or all of that stuff, or like, my kid is going by a different pronoun at school than they are at home. And it's like, that is the easiest thing that, you know, if you're really worried about transitioning, detransitioning, and all of that, and somebody doing this surgery that they regret, which is, again, it's very low probability, and there's all these things that, you know. But if you're actually, like, that's a concern for you, the easiest way to combat that is really, like, letting kids live, and that's what, you know. And it's, again, letting people choose their pronouns, letting children experiment and see like, what would it be like if I wore these kind of clothes today, and like, what do I want, and like having it be as smooth as possible for them, so it's not like this scary thing that they feel like they have to rush into when they finally get the opportunity. And again, like, not people don't it's very, very low percentage of people that actually do regret any kind of transition. So
it is, even though, and people on the right or people that disagree with this, which have you think would have you think that all of those people then become anti-trans activists who go on speaking tours about their regrets, which is like, you know, an even smaller amount of people, but they are generally the ones that get the most attention because the people that just were like, I'm chill, I changed my mind and moved on with my life. Like that's not, they're not, they're moving on. They're not, you know, trying to get on Fox News. All right, let's, I think we've got time for two more.
Hi, Betches Up team. My name's Emily. I live in Greenville, South Carolina. I wanted to flag a story about my House representative, William Timmons. Back in June 2022, it came out that Rep. Timmons was having an affair with his wife's best friend. From there, the husband of the best friend claimed that Timmons tried to influence police and judges to have the man jailed on kidnapping charges. He then several months wearing an ankle monitor and was separated from his daughter. The charge was eventually expunged, but the man shared all of this tea on a podcast last summer. Timmons and his wife filed for separation in the fall, and I think there might be other ethics violations that were being investigated in House 2. How lucky am I to have this representative? thanks so much.
Oh, I did not. She said South Carolina, right?
Yes.
Oh, man. That was definitely a few weeks old. I did not mean to bring this up on the week of your abortion ban. I am sorry.
But also, I want to know the podcast.
I'll send it to you. I think it was in the transcript. There's also something kind of similar going on right now with Ken Paxton that I did not have time to get all into. But Ken Paxton is like on the verge of being impeached. That's like that clip I sent you of that drunk guy. Like there's these people. If you are going, listen, people, monogamy does not work for everybody.
Yes.
If it does not work for you, perhaps don't become a public person or do not become a public person who espouses family values or also one that does ethics violations. It's just the audacity, the audacity. We need more men with imposter syndrome.
Yeah. It just makes me think like anybody can be in the House, man.
A state house. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, the lower you go, it's like anybody can get on in there with the wife's best friend.
That's crazy.
Why is that always the case? Huh?
Scandal. Crazy.
And then like using fucking his power to make the stepdaddies or the, you know, the dad, like the baby daddy's fucking life hell. Like that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And this is the power trip that these people actually want to be on. And they're like, yeah, I'll just ban healthcare while I'm at it. Why not? I'm here. I'm crazy. Around. All right. Finally today. This has been one of my favorites that's been in the inbox for a while. Do you guys remember a little bit ago? I think it was actually our first Are Men Okay? Where we talked about a gentleman who was really, really upset by dairy alternative milks.
Yes.
He is a known person in his community, and we have a voicemail about him.
Hey, Betches. This is Rain. So I know I've DM'd this to you before, so I don't know if you'll want to air it or not.
Oh, yes.
But I unlocked a core memory about Pennsylvania Congressman John Joyce, when you talked about him not being okay over milk on the podcast one day. So I needed to share my story. For those who don't know, he was actually a dermatologist in central Pennsylvania. He and his wife had a practice together, and I'd had this mole on my back that kind of grew as I grew ever since childhood. So my mom finally wanted me to like have it looked at when I was maybe like 20 years old. So we went to him because he's like the only dermatologist in Altoona. And he basically said he didn't think it was a problem, but he wanted to remove it anyways just to check and make sure it wasn't cancerous. Cool. Normal mole removal is like a quick freeze off, but no. He told me that because I was such a young and pretty girl, he didn't want me to have a scar.
Oh,
so
no.
He insisted that I get it removed via plastic surgery. So I had very minimal, like non-crazy plastic surgery on my back to remove a mole, all because this now Republican representative was worried about scarring on my back. And the kicker to all of this is that the scar that's on my back now is fucking huge. Like, it's for sure bigger than it would have been if it would have just been frozen off. So,
fuck.
Men are not okay. John Joyce, not okay.
Not okay.
Ugh. That to me, okay, number one, it should be illegal for your doctor to call you pretty. I'm sorry. I don't need my doctor yes. to say a fucking word about my level of attractiveness one way or the other. I feel
like a female doctor can tell me I'm pretty. And not like in a nice way. In a nice way, I feel like.
I don't even want that because I'm like.
Wow, we finally disagree on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm like, disagree. I don't even want that because I'm just like, I don't know. I don't want to be, I don't want you to be,
I don't want to be perceived in that way.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want you to be like thinking about me in that way.
The nice lady that wears clogs at Planned Parenthood that just gave me a pap smear can call me pretty.
Yes. What's funny about this too is that I definitely, when I was doing that segment, there was part of me, and I think I said out loud, like, this might be okay if this guy's a doctor, but I don't think he is. Of course, he ended up being a doctor, but we are validated that he is. Yeah, not a great one. That's fucked up. I've had like weird things like that before where it's like doctors think they know, especially male ones, like better than you about how you'd like your body, your body to look.
I just wonder if, I don't know, because I feel like there's a ton of bullshit in the American healthcare system where it's like, if you get, if you refer a patient to this, you get an extra such. So I'm like, I wonder if he has some kind of deal that's like, the more patients you refer to such and such clinic, you get something in return or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he foresaw the backless dress trend and knew that she wanted minimal scarring.
It's just funny if anyone ever, like, oh, what happened to your back? It's like, you know, did you see that congressman that hates almond milk? Well, boy, do I have a story for you.
Who loves dairy milk.
Like, I have like an inverse story like this where when I was young, I got hit in the head and they brought me to like a very small hospital like in July, which is when residents start. And it was like, I mean, you can't see it. It was right next to my eye. It was a huge gash, and health insurance wouldn't pay to have me transferred. I had like the opposite situation where it's like, everyone will be fine. We can stitch her up. She'll look fine. You'll never notice. And my mom was like, no. We're bringing her to a plastic surgeon. And I have a lot of medical trauma around it, and I wish I could have made that decision myself, but it was the right one. Thank you, Mom. I stitched up my face and you can't see anything. So if that doctor ever is elected and he has some weird views, I'll have an opposite story. But man. So on brand for that guy.
Truly.
To think he knows, yes. Children need dairy milk and to have flawless back skin.
Weird.
Except not because they left her a scar.
Wow.
What a range of voicemails, right?
I know. I love it.
We will continue to add these to the episode and do episodes like this. Thank you to everybody who called. Thank you. I hope everyone who called with a crisis or dilemma is able to find some peace. And I am curious what we'll learn about Ice Spice and Taylor. Or I guess we probably have by now. If you want to keep hearing voicemails, we need to hear them from you. If you've got a story, an anecdote, local tea, a pressing question, a would you rather, whether it's silly or serious, please give us a call at 212-287-5244. We will, of course, be playing more voicemails for you later this week. That is our show for today. Until the end of Democracy, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Elise Morales.
I'm Millie Tamaris.
And this is the Betches Up Podcast. Bye. The Betches Up Podcast is produced by Amanda Duberman, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Rebecca Sousmacat. Social media by Amanda Duberman and Bridget Swartz. Be sure to follow at Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send us your emails at suppod@betches.com.
Betches.